I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2018, a hot, humid preseason football practice at the University of Maryland resulted in tragedy. 19-year-old offensive lineman Jordan McNair collapsed and later died as a result of heat stroke.
This was the loss of our only son, and I could have went into a rabbit hole of depression and despair.
But instead, Jordan's father, Marty McNair, decided to turn his grief into action. Shortly after Jordan died, McNair and his wife, Tanya Wilson, founded the Jordan McNair Foundation to help protect student-athletes from heat-related illnesses and death. It's a threat that's growing ever more urgent as the climate warms. They educate coaches and trainers to recognize the symptoms of heat exhaustion and to act quickly to cool the person down. They teach student-athletes about the importance of advocating for themselves and speaking up when they do not feel well, before it becomes an emergency.
Hey, you got to listen to your body. If your body's telling you to stop, stop. You know, be willing and be, you know, brave enough to really speak up about that.
And they teach parents to reinforce these lessons at home.
And I think that's really where you start at in regards to protecting your child or teaching your child to protect themselves.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Well, look who is back together again. Honey, welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. So much music to cram into these 2 hours. Every week I approach this like a mixtape, and hopefully you enjoy joining me to celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. In this first hour alone, I've got music on the way from Tune Yards, A Bibio Sound Machine, Tom Tom Club, Ezra Furman, Garbage on the way, Sophia Kennedy, Laurie Anderson coming up. But we're going to kick off the entire 2 hours with brand new music that I've been excited to feature here on the program. One of the most beautiful voices in contemporary Canadian indie rock has to be that of Amy Milan, the voice behind the Montreal chamber pop band Stars. Well, earlier this summer, she released her 3rd solo album. The new album is called I Want to Find You, and reading about the album, it just breaks my heart and puts it back together again. In the release of the new album, Amy Milan talks about her childhood. She's quoted as saying, "I so clearly remember being a kid and putting on my pajamas and being so excited for nighttime because that's when my dad and I would sing together." Sadly, and this is where my heart breaks, shortly after Amy Milan's 5th birthday, she lost her dad to a car accident. And Amy Milan talks about how ever since then, I have tried to make my life an arrow back to that feeling. And she feels that she finally did it with this album. It's just amazing. You know, again, an incredible singer, an incredible musician. the new album, I Want to Find You, is such an interesting title. So with that, let's dive into just some gorgeous indie rock. Amy Milan right now here on Girly So Groovy.
On my street, a one-way sign, headlights right through me. Was I everyone? Giving away all I got, I know you'll come to me. Every time we tried, we slipped away, we held the ground. Come back. Memories, they come crashing down. My best friend as a kid had a rosebud and a stick.
Self, 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 self
New music out of Montreal right there with indie alternative pop musician Apacalda, A-P-A-C-A-L-D-A, Apacalda. Her new album's called There's a Shadow in My Room and It Isn't Mine. There's a haunting title. The song is called Darkness, available on Bandcamp. In fact, all three artists we just heard, you can find on Bandcamp if you'd like to hear more. In the middle, it almost feels like a musician that's using music to conjure up some beautiful magic. The artist writes and records simply under the moniker of Annie, A-N-Y. The new EP is called Mega Mercy. We heard the title track, Mega Mercy. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here, Stars frontwoman Amy Milan ventures out once again for her new third solo album. I might have mixed up the album title before we went into it. I Went to Find You is the title of the album. I might have said I Want to Find You, but it is I Went to Find You. Gorgeous new music from such an incredible singer-songwriter. We heard the song Don Valley from Amy Milan. So, hey, over the summer, I had an opportunity to pick up Laurie Anderson on vinyl. Now, come on, children. You know Laurie Anderson. Children, circle around if you don't. Let me tell you, Laurie Anderson still is an incredible performance artist. Making her start really in the early 80s New York City avant-garde scene, she found a way to turn her experimental avant-garde performance art, pop art, into pop rock music at times. A performance artist who won a mainstream audience for her blend of spoken word, minimalist music, dance, and visuals. She is still making music and art today. You can find her both by walking into your local music shop as well as walking into some of the biggest galleries in the world today. That is the world that Laurie Anderson lives in. Anyway, so thinking just about the incredible music and the incredible art she has been making for over 40 years now by having her on vinyl made me think it's time to bring that voice back to Girly So Groovy. So without further ado, here is Laurie Anderson right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I met this guy, and he looked like he might have been a hat check clerk at an ice rink, which in fact, he turned out to be. And I said,
oh boy. Right again.
Postcard, and it read, it said,
dear amigo, dear partner, listener, I just want to say thanks. So, thanks. Thanks for all the presents. Thanks for introducing me to the chief. Showing me your Swiss Army knife. Oh, and thanks for letting me autograph your cast. Hug and kisses XXXX 0000. Oh, yeah. P.S.
I run the hair salon. Come on, pick up, pick up.
Hello?
Where are you? I thought you were coming over.
Hey, yeah, I'm right here.
What? Where?
Look in the mirror!
When it's late at night, I'm not feeling all right. You know I just might call you up right. When I'm talking on the phone, I feel less alone. Reaching for the drone. Just a booty on hold. I know I filled your inbox. And you could set alarm clocks. But all the time the wires cross. I guess I'm just a chatterbox. Well, you say you love me. But mine's the first thing in your book.
In your contact.
That goes on just talking to myself. I think it keeps me in good health. When I let the chit-chat fly, you know it really clears my mind. Now if you try to call me up, even just to say sup, and on my end you don't hear a peep, then leave a message.
If you're prone to talking to yourself like I am, then you've tuned to the right show. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. That is New York City singer-songwriter Alicia Walter with her song Talking to Myself. It was back in 2021, I want to say, that Alicia Walter released her incredible debut album, I Am Alicia. So incredible that it made its way to the number one Girly So Grooviest album that year for us when we did the countdown. Before Alicia Walter, it's new music, Baltimore-born, but now Germany-based Sophia Kennedy is a composer and songwriter who uses her training and background in film and theater to make off-kilter, orchestrated indie and electropop. She's just far enough left of center to still be tangible enough in the way that Tune Yards or US Girls or the B-52s may be. The new album is called Squeeze Me. We heard the song Drive the Lorry. I will be featuring more Sophia Kennedy on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. And then kicking off the set, it is Lori Anderson going back over four decades to her breakout album Big Science. We heard the song Let X Equal X, a true trailblazer in what it means to make art rock, pop art, performance art. That is Lori Anderson. All right, lots more music to get you. Coming up in the next half hour, I've got music on the way from Tune Yards, Abibio Sound Machine, Garbage, Ezra Furman. But up next, speaking about a New York band that knows how to put the art in pop art and art rock, offshoot of the Talking Heads, I am talking about the always fun and bouncy Tom Tom Club up next here on Girly So Groovy.